With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is hinting at winding down the U.S. military campaign against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as the Pentagon sends more troops to the Middle East, the president said the U.S. is nearing the end of its war effort. On social media, he wrote that we are getting very close to meeting our objectives as he and his national security team consider winding down the military campaign against Iran. The president's statement came as more warships and Marines were being deployed to the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs. Effective May 22nd, CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Water.
The public is experiencing the consequences of a partial U.S. government shutdown and long wait times at some airports as transportation security officers take time off to manage the financial strain. The Department of Homeland Security says hundreds more have quit their jobs altogether since the shutdown began on Valentine's Day. That could worsen the delays at airport security checkpoints. On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ were down by 443 points, the S&P 500 lower by 100, oil at $99 a barrel. This is SRN News. What do Americans consider immoral? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In a wide-ranging new poll, the Pew Research Center reveals that a married person having an affair is the behavior that the highest number of people condemn as morally wrong, 90%. A slim majority, 52%, say viewing pornography is immoral. But a strong majority of Americans see no moral problem with assisted suicide, homosexuality, gambling, smoking pot, or getting a divorce. Abortion is a nearly even split. Michael Harrington reporting.
For many U.S. Jews, following current events these days can be emotionally draining. There is widely shared anger at the upsurge of attacks targeting their communities and deep divisions within those communities between liberals and conservatives over whether to support various policies and actions by Israel. Meanwhile, Jewish communities are spending millions on increased security. This is SRN News. Oil and interest rates push markets lower.
Another climb for crude oil prices sent Wall Street sharply lower as hopes collapsed for a cut to interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 443 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2%. Investors are worrying that if crude oil prices stay high because of the war with Iran, inflation could get a lot worse. Treasury yields jumped in the bond market. The high oil prices have investors thinking the Fed won't be able to deliver interest rate cuts this year because rates would need to stay high to fight inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
Action star Chuck Norris has died. His roles in Walker, Texas Ranger, and other television shows and movies made him an iconic tough guy. He was 86. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.